event and other events, please log on to DecaturRadio.com.
Talk 101 is your home for St. Louis Blues hockey. Thursday night, listen on 100.9 as they take on the Buffalo Sabres. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Coverage of the St. Louis Blues on Talk 101 is proudly brought to you by Ripple's Auto Body, the Lincoln Lounge, and Country Financial agents Jeff Ludwig, Zach Ludwig, and Zach Young.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Bus, Boom, and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. Right now, time for a look at your five-day forecast for today. Chance of rain and breezy. Should see a high of 51. Winds could be as high as 41 miles an hour. Now for Friday, heavy rain is possible. Should see a high of 58. Saturday, rain, breezy, high of 43. Also, between Friday noon and Saturday noon, we are under a flood watch. Could see as much as 3 to 4 inches of rain, depending on where you live. Now, Saturday night, rain, snow likely. Then all of that is going to be turning over to mostly cloudy and breezy with an overnight low of 23. Sunday, sunny, high of 36. And on Monday, sunny and a high of 45.
And right now in downtown Decatur, 42, Taylorville, 43, Shelbyville, 43, Sullivan, 39. Sunrise right now, 7:17 in the morning. Will be 1 hour from now, 7:17. WAND-TV weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area shows rain extending from southern Logan County up through northwest DeWitt County, all the way up through Bloomington, all the way up to Pontiac. So, again, that's a pretty heavy shower moving through if you're taking I-55, like I said, within the next hour or so, you may hit that rain as it moves over to the east and eventually over toward the I-57 corridor. Scott, that's a look at the radar right now for our listening area.
All right, Doug. We, by the way, coming up, we're going to tell you about the corn mystery up in Minnesota. And we're going to head to Florida, and we're going to tell you about how U.S. Marshals took out a fugitive. And how the fugitive got caught.
We may also want to talk about the story we did yesterday with the cover-up on the rape over in Champaign.
Oh, we're going to get into that as well.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of dopes, there you go. Yeah. All right, Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm is joining us in studio. Mike, good morning.
Hi,
let's
Mike.
Get your
good
disclaimer
morning.
Out
good morning.
Of the way.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
All right. Last week, we got into a starting point about mushrooms and cancer.
Oh, yeah. I read that study for prostate. Right.
And so one of the questions that was brought up is that, is this a high dosage supplement? In other words, because of the cancer that this listener is fighting, they are a little nervous about it having to ingest a high dosage supplement because they're having problems swallowing.
The capsules can be opened up and you can put it in anything you want. It's a powder and a veggie cap. And my response to that, and it's from the sciences, you know, people will do chemotherapy till they can't even hardly breathe. Why would you be afraid of taking a dietary supplement? Why would you be afraid of taking food?
Well, this isn't him being afraid of taking food. Oh, this is the fact that that's where the cancer is.
And
he's physically unable. Swallowing is an issue.
Yeah. Yes. No, most of the, even what we would call a tablet, which is a compressed powder, that can be crushed. And you can do it in like in a mortar or pestle. We sell those. A lot of our customers, you know, do have swallowing problems. So we have tiny tabs and a lot of the supplements and vitamins, we even have a liquid form of the curcumin. Everybody loves, you know, the curcumin liquid. So we have that in a liquid form. So no, in this particular instance, this is a capsule. So you would open it up. I don't think it really has much taste to it because when I swallow the capsule, I don't really, because you can usually sometimes something really strong, like maybe an antigraphus, it would be really bitter or something like that. You would be able to tell that. But no, you could open it up. And again, as far as dosage, I have to legally tell you not to exceed the dosage on the bottle, but a qualified healthcare practitioner, or you may read or study in the science where you can take upwards of maybe 6 times the amount. And the reason I'm saying that
is because I work with a lot of manufacturers. I work with a lot of the legal liability people, the packaging people. And what they generally will tell you is they allow for six times to be taken of the dose on the bottle before you would maybe get a tummy ache or indigestion or something like that. Now, with that being said, generally, everything over the counter is designed for a person that weighs 150 pounds. So if you weigh 300 pounds, you may want to take double the dose. Again, I can't directly tell you that. You need to talk to a qualified healthcare practitioner. If you weigh 75 pounds, if you're a smaller person, you may not want to do that. If you're trying to dose for children, a lot of times people will be concerned about, you know, maybe giving a supplement to a child because the adult dose is on the bottle, but the child dose isn't. So again, you can do the figure and go back figure. Now be careful about giving, you know, children supplements if you don't really know what you're doing. Usually there's never, ever any danger, but you still need to have some precaution there. So you usually, with a standard supplement, you figure it's for a person that weighs 150 pounds. Generally, even if you weigh 200 pounds, it's not going to make that much difference. But if you weigh more than that, you may want to consider. I've had a lot of customers, particularly with the curcumin, they maybe take one tablet because that's what's on the bottle, but they find that two or three does them so much better. I've had other customers that are very small that they'll take a supplement, and one just seems to be way too much. Another factor to consider is how you do with supplementations, how sensitive you are. Some people are very sensitive and they may take something and it just like throws them under the bus. Whereas other people, you know, they can take a lot more of a supplement or even like an over-the-counter drug and it doesn't do much for them. So they know, working with their doctor or whatever, they know maybe to take more. So you got to take a lot of different things into consideration. You want to get a dose that's going to be effective. I like to spread out the doses too, because you're not a camel, you're not a bear. And the reason I say that is, you know, camels can go for a long time without food and water, and bears hibernate. We are not camels or bears. We need to generally run our engine, our body, through a carburetor that gently feeds that fuel. You don't drink all your water for the week in one day. You don't eat all your food for the month in one day either. So you want to spread it out. And a lot of times, you know, if it says, you know, take one capsule a day or two capsules a day in particular, I would spread that apart. I would take one in the morning and one in the evening. So you gently feed your body what it needs and keep pushing back on whatever that disease or pathogen or illness that you have.
All right, let's switch gears and let's talk about something that was prescribed by my doctor.
Oh, all right.
And I want to know, because we got into this conversation with a friend and they had a couple of great questions.
Uh-huh.
I got prescribed a supplement that you carry at your store called TestoJack.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Great product. I like what it does for me.
Right.
What other things do you carry as far as testosterone replacement?
We have a huge selection, and a lot of them are holistically herbally based in what they do. You know, they address the peroxynitrate pathway. They have the fenugreek. They have a lot of natural products, you know, that from the apple and the grape. Generally what they do most, and we have a huge selection. I mean, and we have liquids in that too. See, there you go. We got a liquid in that. We have pills. We don't really do creams or anything like that in that area, but What most of the testosterone supplements and T-male, the GH release, growth hormone, because that slows down too, that's all in that channel and the mechanism there. And we have the like the T-male with the GH release, and we have ultras and all that.
What's the
kind
number
of stuff.
One seller that you have there?
The Ultra T-male is generally the one that I think is really, really, really good. There's a lot of stuff advertised on TV. It's nowhere near as close to or as good as this particular product. And sometimes you get into a little bit of issues with you know, quality and what the product is really doing in your body. You really want it. What you want it to do is to stop your testosterone breakdown naturally and build and help your body to build up the natural testosterone without just dumping in a compound in your body. What you're doing is you're pushing your natural mechanisms in the proper way. And again, it's like an arm wrestling match. I mean, all of a sudden you have another extra hand pushing the other way so you can win the battle. That's what you're doing. You really don't want to throw in something that's synthetic. You don't want to throw in something that's not natural.
You know, it just doesn't really make any sense. I mean, you want to support your body. And I've always talked about there's four pillars of health. You need to nutritionally support your body. You need to balance your body. You need to detoxify your body. And you need a good mental, emotional, spiritual foundation. Nutritionally support is, I mean, we drink water. You want to make sure you're drinking pure, good food. And then again, balancing your body. That's where the adaptogenic tonic herbs, that's where like a tea meal would come in to kind of push the pathways in the proper directions. Prime example is CBD oil. It slows down the osteoblast, the breakdown of your bones, and pushes the osteoclast. So it pushes that natural mechanism, unlike the synthetic chemicals that they use for, you know, strengthening your bones, which shuts the whole thing down, and then your bones become brittle anyway. The other thing is, you know, again, detoxifying your body. And there's a lot of things you can do to do that, to get out things that may be slowing down that testosterone interference or whatever as you get older, and to push that mechanism. So, you know, what you were doing when you were younger, you know, your body was running much better, maybe at a higher pitch or whatever, and producing more of that. You give your body the fuel to run that again. In a way, it's kind of like doing, you know, one of those engine cleaners, you know, cleaning out your carburetor and getting everything to work better. So, and the last thing is the, you know, the mental, emotional, the spiritual. And, you know, I can go on for hours about that, but, you know, your mind controls a lot too. And having a good positive attitude, enjoying life, all that kind of stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that, you know, the other piece of this, which I think is really important is the why. You know, a lot of times we talk about taking the product, but we never really talk about the why.
Well,
and you know, like with the testosterone, mm-hmm. you know, supplements that I have been taking, I can definitely tell that there is a difference. My doctor was unable to keep giving shots, so he actually prescribed me to come to your place and buy this particular product.
Right. Well, you know, again, the why is, you know, a lot of times as we get older, we start slowing down. I think a lot of the people that take the what we would call the testosterone boosting, stabilizing, harmonizing products are not necessarily doing it for libido or anything like that. They're doing it for overall energy for their body. A lot of times it I know a lot of people that are, you know, athletic and a bodybuilding and maybe wanting to the sarcopenia, where it's a chronic wasting of the muscles. You know, you don't want your muscles to dry up and blow away, and they will as you get older. Your muscle mass becomes smaller and smaller with that extra testosterone push, rather than putting the synthetic or you know, the taking the testosterone, which it's still questionable about, you know, causing cancer and all that kind of stuff. So instead of, you know, putting something unnatural in your body, you give your body the fuel that it needs to do what it does naturally, and so you do have more energy, you sleep better at night, you have, you know, again, maybe your libido will increase. You get some weight loss sometimes with it too. I have a lot of customers that come in, they take it because they like the way they feel. They feel better. They sleep better. And, you know, and again, we can get back into the dosage. Some people, you know, one pill a day does it for them. Some have to take more. Usually when you start on a supplement, I would take the maximum dose or the dose. Well, very first thing you want to do is probably take a small dose to make sure that you don't have any side effects or issues, which is extremely rare, but sometimes you get a little detox or something like that. Once you know that supplement is good, then you probably should take a bigger dose, because, you know, if you're thirsty and you haven't had anything to drink for a while, you know, you want to drink a little more water and replenish everything. Although, if you're extremely thirsty and you drink a whole bunch of water, you may, you know, regurgitate it. It may be too much for your body. So that's the kind of way to think about that when you supplement, is, you know, you start slow and low to make sure it's all okay, and then you go into a good dose to bring things up. And then, after that, the third phase of it, the third step, is to go into a maintenance dose. And that's where you can save money. Again, I take a lot of supplements, but I'm always kind of switching things up, trying new things. I'm working on a new CoQ10 right now that's synergized with N-acetylcysteine. So, I mean, you know, I've got my regular old CoQ10 that's awesome, and I've been taking both of them, and I actually think it's, you know, giving me more energy and making me feel better. And again, spread it out through the day. Don't take it all at one time. A lot of times, some people have to take 10. I take almost 30 different supplements, so I kind of spread it out throughout the day, and then it's no big deal. I take, you know, half a dozen pills here and half a dozen pills there, and by the end of the day, I'm got my supplementation done, and I feel really good.
We're going to stop on that note.
All right.
At 6:28. Bus Boom and Wolf, Mike King with us in the studio. And we are going to take a break for news. News This Hour, of course, is brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service, the Brass Horn.
In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. A man from Decatur was indicted on charges of receiving child pornography, sexual exploitation, and enticement of a minor. 27-year-old Daniel Betty met a 14-year-old from Champaign through an app used for teens aged 13 through 19 to meet friends. He drove to Champaign to meet a 14-year-old in October of 2019. Conviction of the charges ranges from 5 years to life in prison. A Decatur man who was shot in the buttocks claims a man wearing a mask shot him as he got into his vehicle on Decatur's east side. The 26-year-old was not very descriptive with officers when questioned, only stating that it happened on the east side of town. Decatur police are continuing to investigate. A DNA match from evidence from 2018 led to the arrest of a 31-year-old Macon man. He is accused of breaking into a home in Macon and stealing checks as well as medication. Gardening gloves discovered at the scene were taken to the Illinois State Police Crime Lab, where DNA on the gloves matched the 31-year-old, who is now facing a felony charge for residential burglary. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. For stories like these and others, go check out DecaturRadio.com.
Want big city selection with simply small town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur. You owe it to yourself to come in today.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Update your bathroom with help from Lyons. We have a wide variety of tub and showers to choose from. The Elite Tub Shower includes a three-piece wall set with built-in shelves and an extra deep bathing well. $389.82 after 11% off. Sale prices are good through Saturday, January 11th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting live from the Talk 101 studio, brought to you by Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care. They want to remind you, when you pre-plan your funeral, you have everything prepaid so that your family is also relieved of any financial burden. Visit leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
Join the TJ Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn more.
The world needs more heroes, more action-oriented do-gooders, more here's how I can help right-hand men and women. The world of sarcoma is no different. And if you're thinking, what is sarcoma? We're glad you're listening. Sarcoma is a rare cancer of the body's soft tissue and bone, a cancer affecting tens of thousands of Americans every year. A cancer that has more than 70 subtypes, many of which require unique treatment options at various stages of discovery. And we lose thousands of lives to sarcoma in the U.S. on a yearly basis. The Sarcoma Foundation of America partners with heroes, do-gooders, and helpers from all walks of life to advocate for sarcoma patients through funded research and widespread awareness efforts. New and more effective sarcoma therapies are out there. We just need to work together to discover them and find a cure for this cancer once and for all. Now is the time to step up and fight the good fight against sarcoma. Join forces by visiting curesarcoma.org to learn more.
It's time for a look at your Talk 101 weather forecast. It's brought to you by South Shores Automotive. Stop by South Shores Auto Service at 1675 South Franklin Street in Decatur for all your automotive needs, or give them a call at 429-5870.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Good morning and happy Thursday. Your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND is calling for scattered rain showers and breezy winds. We're also expecting some fairly warm temperatures with highs today climbing into the low and middle 50s. Tonight, we'll continue to see rain showers with heavy amounts at times. Gusty winds continue with lows dipping down into the middle and upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson. Have a great Thursday morning.
Three great ways to listen online. At DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Russ Boomin Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. We've got Mike King in from Merryman Herb Farm. Mike.
Yes.
We've been talking about these supplements, and one of the things that you brought up but we didn't spend a lot of time with is, you know, spreading out dosages,
how long,
because some things get out of your system a whole lot quicker than others.
Yeah, and we've talked about that, like you mentioned, Scott, with vitamin C. It's got a half-life of, I think, about, you know, an hour or so. You know, if you take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and again, I like the natural forms because they'll stay in your body a lot longer than the what I call the synthetic ascorbic acid, but it'll stay in your body a lot longer. But the vitamin C, if you take 1,000 milligrams in the morning, by noon, you really don't have any left in your body, and your liver doesn't metabolize vitamin C like all the other animal species. I mean, that's why bears don't get heart attacks. I mean, Dr. Rath and some of the alternative doctors have even written books about that, why animals don't get heart attacks, because they actually synthesize vitamin C and continually have vitamin C in their body, which is essential for a good cardiovascular system. So you want to make sure you get either a time release or very good absorbable or frequently dose. Now, that's what I was saying earlier. You know, if you can split up the dose, take something, you know, twice a day or three times a day. I generally tell people to take their supplements when they eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because you'll remember it then. It's a good time. Set it out on the table. Supplementation does not do you any good when it's just sitting in the cabinet or, you know, sitting on the shelf. But if you can have it out on the table, some people have little daily packs. We sell those. That comes in really handy. I'm actually going to be traveling.
What is in a daily
pack? A daily pack is a little and some people will even get like the lure kits, you know. It's just a plastic thing that has Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on it, and you put the pills for each day in there.
That way you don't forget them.
I'm going to be traveling. I'm going to have little baggies, put it on my carry-on. They generally won't bother you. I'll put day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and put my supplements in there for each day. That way I don't have to take all my bottles everywhere when I'm going. I mean, I would have to take another suitcase for all my supplements. But and the liquids are a little bit difficult. So that's where you, sometimes if there's something in a liquid form, like we have liquid vitamins, but we also have the pill form. So if you're traveling, you want to go more for that. Or you can sometimes stop supplementing for a few days. If you've gotten your body back into what we call homeostasis, into a healthy, a really good healthy level, and you're stabilized, you can skip a couple days. Sometimes I purposely will stop for a couple days just to see where my body is at. And sometimes I shake my head and it's like, why did I even do that? Because particularly, you know, I have aplastic anemia, so I really need to be on my iron every day. And I can have heart issues because, you know, my near death and with my heart damage and so forth, which has basically been eradicated. It's not there anymore. But I still have to do my CoQ10 and things like that. My Hawthorne is very essential because after a few days, my body will be like, you know, I really need that. I mean, it's like if you quit drinking water, you can have a lot of issues. So the other thing is people get very impatient. They will start on a supplement, particularly with bones and joint and the joint pain, things like that. They expect to take a pill and within an hour be able to, you know, when they couldn't even walk or they need a knee replacement, be able to, you know, run down the block. It doesn't work that way. Even Dr. Andrew Weil in his lectures and his education, usually have to give it at least 90 days before you really can start seeing something. I know with thyroid issues, and I've talked about, you know, taking iodine as a pre-supplement. But with thyroid issues, Dr. Brownstein has even talked about, you know, 6 months to a year, if you've had chronic, and chronic means over a long period of time, if you've had chronic issues, that sometimes it'll take 6 months to a year before you really are back to, again, the homeostasis or the true healing or the normal where you should have been from the beginning. So A lot of times you can take a supplement, and I know with like the curcumin products, you can take that and feel it fairly rapidly. With sometimes within a few hours, you get some pain relief, sometimes within 20 minutes. You got to remember, it takes about 20 minutes, particularly like if you're taking a liquid, sometimes an hour if you're taking a pill for it to digest. It generally takes an hour for your stomach to really get something digested and push that on through. But within 20 minutes, it can be a little, you know, you can start feeling something sublingually under the tongue. That's the thinnest membrane in the body. That, if you do, and I know homeopathics, there's a lot of remedies like that, which will work within sometimes 5 minutes or less. Sometimes just within a minute or so, you can start feeling something if you do it sublingually. A product like, say, CBD, that can be a little, particularly a liquid. I'm not into vaping, but obviously if you would vape something like that, and there's been a lot of issues with that, I'm not going to get into it at this time, but if you do something under the tongue or if you inhale something, that's why we have the inhalers for asthma, things like that. They work extremely rapidly because your lungs are going to absorb rapidly, and under your tongue and your mouth, that will start absorbing. I know we have a product called glutathione, which is a whole body cleanse, and you put that under your tongue, and you can kind of start feeling that. That's an awesome product.
All right. You bring that up, and there, here's another one that I struggle with. Why do you need to do a cleanse?
Okay, there was silence there. Why do you need to drink water? Water's cleansing your body. Why do you need to eat fresh fruits and vegetables?
So your kidneys, if you have a good set of kidneys, will naturally do a cleanse. You don't need anything else, right?
Well, by naturally, what do you mean, Doug?
Your kidneys do cleanses every day, there's nothing to explain.
How do your kidneys do that? They do that.
They
get the nutritional supplementation. If you don't give your body the proper fuel to detoxify, so if you're eating a lot of, let's say, salt and a lot of minerals, that's going to overwhelm your kidneys. So your diet, that's the understanding of the whole diet. And that's a really good question, Doug, because a lot of people get confused on that. You think your body can naturally do a lot of things, but if it doesn't get the fuel or the support that it needs, that's why fresh fruits and vegetables, that's why trying to keep the toxins and the chemicals out of your diet, because your body will slowly build that up. We know that with fish in the ocean, with the mercury levels. Because they're eating the smaller fish that have mercury and it builds up in their body, and there's no actual way to chelate or get that out of their body. That's where a substance like glutathione, which your body makes some. Sometimes your body can't make enough of something like the testosterone. So that's where it comes in to help to bring that balance back. So that is the core reason why you would supplement, is because you don't get enough in your diet. Because you don't get that nutrition, you don't get that detoxification. So cleansing. Sometimes your body hasn't had enough antioxidant. It's rusting away. And so you want to give a supplement that will help slow that process down or push it back. Your body wants to be youthful. Your body wants to be healthy. But if it doesn't have the tools to do that, it's not going to naturally do it on its own.
If your body's been sitting on the concrete blocks in the front yard with no tires, it's time to maybe think about a cleanse?
Yeah. Yeah. A perfect analogy, Scott. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and these questions are great. Doug, your question was absolutely spot on. People are kind of confused. They think your body can just do all this stuff without. If you don't have the tools, if your body doesn't have the nutrients, it can't get it done. And sometimes we don't get that nutrient in there. It's like a key in a mechanism. So if it takes vitamin C to push an antioxidant pathway and you don't have any vitamin C, or you get very, okay, I eat an orange every day, but maybe you need a lot more because you're doing, you know, you're maybe around certain chemicals or something like that, or the rest of your diet is no good by eating, getting additional. And again, who wants to eat 20 oranges in a day to get all the antioxidants? I mean, you could take an amla berry that has a holistic form and all the other synergists. It's very complex. Your body is very complex. And that's why the holistic is really coming to the forefront now, rather than the silver bullet single, okay, we're going to push this. You know, ascorbic acid is the key ingredient in vitamin C, but we're now learning, although if you took the original studies from Dr. Svent Georgi back in the 30s, we are really learning today that the holistic, there's a lot of other things going on. It's not a simple, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. There's a lot more involved with that.
All right, we are going to step in here at 6:42, take a quick break. Back with a final word with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm up next on Talk 101.
Although the nights are long and the trees are bare, we know that when spring comes, nature's amazing restorative ability will mean that our world will once again burst with life. Hi, I'm Kim Wiley. At Shelbyville Manor, we offer the finest in health care for those rehabbing from injury or illness, and the successes we see all the time are truly inspiring.
And this is Jennifer Strang with Liberty Village of Clinton. While many of our residents face significant challenges, we help them overcome those challenges with caring and dedicated staff. Bounce back only at Liberty Village of Clinton and Shelbyville Manor.
For more information, visit simplythefinest.net or find us on Facebook.
Where neighbors are friends and life is carefree, Simply the Finest.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
They promise absolutely nothing every day but information, conversation, and smiles. Now, let's get back to Bus Boom and Wolf on Talk 101. And also live on the free download, free-to-use DecaturRadio.com app for your phone or tablet.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program.
Is there a difference between a colon cleanse and a kidney cleanse?
Yes, those are two different organs. The kidney is for your urine, and the colon is for, you know, your feces, for your your poop.
And it does make a difference as far as cleanses go?
Yeah, it really does. Your kidneys need different supplements to help support that. Again, generally overall, we have some that are like the fresh fruit and vegetable based that have a lot of nutritional support in there, and they basically cleanse the whole body. You can get it like an overall body cleanse, but a lot of times, you know, when you get into the what we call the urogenital system, you're looking more at like cranberry, and, you know, I think everybody's familiar with that, different things like that.
But does this screw up your probiotics, though?
Well, see, that's okay. There are probiotics for your urogenital system, but they are completely different than the probiotics in your colon region. Although we do what we call a walkabout, your respiratory system, your urogenital system, your overall skin, and your internal digestive system all have the bacteria. And it is as unique to you as your fingerprint. And it needs to be, sometimes it gets out of balance, and that's where it needs to be supported. That's where we have the spore probiotics that are very good for going into your, that's the latest stuff in the probiotics, is the new spore based. And then we have the bacteriophages, which are actually bacterial viruses that are very beneficial to kind of push things, you know, into a healthy direction. Then as far as like your urogenital system, we have special UTI, vaginal, you know, the urinary, all of that, the probiotics for that, we have supplements for that. So we do have kind of organ specific. The respiratory system, that's another completely different thing. Your digestive system can, it actually gets kind of complex because it also addresses your mood. They found out that, you know, the serotonin, there's more, supposedly more serotonin and more neurons in your digestive system than can even be found in neurotransmitters that can be used in the brain. So a lot of times if your digestive system is off, it can create depression. Obviously, if you're not, your body's not properly getting rid of the toxins, absorbing the toxins, we talk about leaky gut. It's actually very complex. And that's why we have what we call organ-specific supplements. We have overall general body cleanses. And again, I would be careful with that. The give you diarrhea body cleanse maybe is not that good because it could be depleting some essential minerals. There's basically 72 or more trace elemental minerals that our body utilizes. We have a product called Restore, which is absolutely phenomenal. It helps kind of re-heal that whole thing, and it gets down into it. It pushes into the cellular level, where I guess in layman's terms, we could say it kind of defragments the whole cellular mechanism, gets that all cleaned up and running properly. After people have been on Restore for a while, they do phenomenally well. And that's just kind of like a little tea. It's a lignite-based product. It's one of the latest. Dr. Zach Bush, a triple board certified scientist, doctor. Phenomenal product. I mean, and then there's like the Garden of Life alkalinizing and detoxifier. I'm not going to get too much into the alkalinizing, but we do push really hard with the sugars and the processed food, and that creates kind of an acidic situation, although it's your digestive system that actually is the control for that. I know a lot of people get into, well, I got to do all this stuff to get, you know, my body alkalinized. Well, if it's kind of pushing your body one way or the other, and if you support and eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, those are actually your prebiotics. That's where your prebiotics, the food for the probiotics. The probiotics are the good bacteria. So the prebiotics, food for the probiotics, the good bacteria, and you want that in an abundance. Usually it's 80-20 is normal, you know, 80 good, 20 bad. You're always going to have some bad in there. In fact, you know, I think it's kind of interesting because even some of the bad bacteria has its purpose. I know, you know, people are concerned about the Helicobacter pylori, which, you know, causes ulcers. Well, we always have that. It's when it gets into an overabundance, the H. pylori, that it can create, you know, the ulcerations and problems. I mean, that, and it was interesting because when that first came out, the scientists, doctors didn't think that was even true or possible. We now know that an overabundance of H. pylori for a longer period of time leads to more ulcers or ulceration. And there's zinc carnosine. There's a lot of supplements you can take. I've had customers that come in and get on a supplement. And this is, are you guys sitting down?
We are.
This is really interesting. A lot of times when you get on a drug, you're stuck on it for the rest of your life, and you have to take more and more and more. When you come in and supplement, I have seen it time and time again. You come in and you supplement, and within a few weeks, a few months, you may not have to take that supplement anymore or even be on the drugs anymore. So you don't necessarily, when you supplement, it doesn't mean you have to take that for the rest of your life, it's a downward spiral. Maybe your body just needed to be pushed back a little bit, you know, back into a healthy state. So I've seen customers come in and take a combo for the digestive disorders, the acid reflux, the H. pylori, and it's zinc carnosine based, mastic gum. It helps to produce more mucus and heal that inflammation, bring that down. And once you get that under control, I had a customer, it took them about 2 to 4 months. Actually, it was about 4 months. They got to a good spot in 2 months and then kind of reversed a little bit because they thought they could get off of the supplement for a while. After about 4 months, they were like, you know, I'm not even taking the supplement anymore. And I'm doing phenomenally well, and I can eat even hot peppers now. And I couldn't even get near just regular pepper. Now I can eat anything that I want. And I see that quite frequently. Once you get your digestive system back into good shape, if you've had a lot of diarrhea, irritable bowel, sometimes you can take a supplement, and it's absolutely phenomenal.
I'm still stunned that he asked us if we were sitting down. Well, you're literally 1 foot from me.
This is, but you got to understand, he's on a roll. That's what I was giving you that look. He's on a roll.
Let him go.
Yeah, just let him go. He's on a roll.
You're standing up now, aren't you, Doug?
Yeah.
And you got to have fun. You got to, if you have a positive, you know, I tell people I'm beyond help, but I'm happy. And even if I'm not happy, I fake it. And sometimes just trying to always have a positive attitude. And sometimes, oh my gosh, life beats you down.
That's helpful, huh?
It's really hard sometimes. But yes. If you are having issues there, we have products like AnxioCalm, which is, it's like one of our best-selling items right now. For the mood, for anxiety, stress, everybody, particularly after the holidays, I think everybody's like, because you're getting hit with the bills, taxes are coming. I don't even want to go into it. But this is a time of year when you can get really stressed. Cold and flu season is at its peak right now. And, oh, by the way, speaking of cold and flu.
We are out of time.
Grapefruit
quickly.
Seed extract is a new one. Cold and flu, I forgot to tell people about that. And it's very good. It's something, it's a drop that you can put in your water. And we have that available at Merry Man Herbs. You can give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us out at 1405 Merryman Lane here in Decatur, Illinois. Did you hear that?
I did. Yeah, you slid that one through.
And we're open daily, 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com or on Facebook, Merryman Herbs. And I'm Horseshack here today. Mr. Cotter, guess what?
What?
Shop Merryman will be on live here in about 2 weeks. It's done. We're just putting the final touches on it. We will have our Shop Merryman website available, shopmerryman.com.
Mike. And Liz here next week.
She's a lot prettier than I am.
Well, the deal was you've got a vacation to Tempe and you're just leaving her here.
No, I'm not. It's training.
Yeah.
It's training. Oh, sure. A whole week long. Like, I got to get up at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Watch. This is holistic.
I rolled his eyes.
Yeah, as I sit out by the pool and you guys are freezing. Yeah, you'll get mad at me. Yeah, yep. That's for sure. All right. She smells better, too.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Mike. All right, Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm. And right now, we've got to get over to a look at agribusiness news from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Jeff Nally joining us here on Talk 101 FM. His first look at agribusiness news brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois, a good fit for all of your farm and crop insurance needs.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. The tension that is in the Middle East between the U.S. and Iran having an immediate